Third, recent geological evidence points to the fact that many times in the past, life on Earth was almost extinguished. About 2 billion years ago, the Earth was probably completely covered in ice. It was a snowball Earth that could barely support life. At other times, volcanic eruptions and meteor impacts might have come close to destroying all life on Earth. So the creation and evolution of life is more fragile than we originally thought. Fourth, intelligent life was also nearly extinguished in the past. About 100,000 years ago, there were probably only a few hundred to a few thousand humans, based on the latest DNA evidence. Unlike most animals within a given species, which are separated by large genetic differences, humans are all nearly alike genetically. Compared to the animal kingdom, we are almost like clones of each other. This phenomenon can only be explained if there were bottlenecks in our history, in which most of the human race was nearly wiped out. For example, a large volcanic eruption might have caused the weather to suddenly get cold, nearly killing off the entire human race. There are still other fortuitous accidents that were necessary to spawn life on Earth, including a strong magnetic field. This is necessary in order to deflect cosmic rays and radiation that could destroy life on Earth. A moderate speed of planetary rotation. If the Earth rotated too slowly, the side facing the sun would be blisteringly hot, while the other side would be freezing cold for long periods of time. If the Earth rotated too quickly, there would be extremely violent weather conditions, such as monster winds and storms. A location that is the right distance from the center of the galaxy. If the Earth were too close to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, it would be hit with dangerous radiation. If we were too far from the center, our planet would not have enough higher elements to create DNA molecules and proteins. For all these reasons, astronomers now believe that life might exist outside the Goldilocks zone on moons or wandering planets, but that the chances of the existence of a planet like Earth, capable of supporting life within the Goldilocks zone, are much lower than previously believed. Overall, most estimates of Drake's equations show that the chances of finding civilization in the galaxy are probably smaller than he originally estimated. As Professors Peter Ward and Donald Brownlee have written, we believe that life in the form of microbes and their equivalents is very common in the universe, perhaps more common than even Drake and Carl Sagan envisioned. However, complex life, animals, and higher plants is likely to be far more rare than is commonly assumed. In fact, Ward and Brownlee leave open the possibility that the Earth may be unique in the galaxy for harboring animal life. Although this theory may dampen the search for intelligent life in our galaxy, it still leaves open the possibility of life existing in other distant galaxies.